What will Donald Trump do next in the Israel-Iran conflict, now 7 days in? US media is reporting that President Trump has approved plans to attack Iran, but has not made a final decision on whether to strike the country. Despite having said the United States would not intervene directly in the conflict, yesterday he said he was considering his options. Will he enter this war? I may do, I may not do.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Well, while he ponders his decision, Israel and Iran rain down rockets and threats. Israel conducted a series of strikes in Tehran while warning residents in targeted areas to evacuate. There are reports this morning of a hospital being hit in Beersheba in southern Israel. From Tel Aviv now, we're joined by Gideon Levy, journalist and columnist with Haaretz newspaper. Gideon, good morning. And there are reports of sirens sounding yet again in Tel Aviv. What is happening where you are?
Right now it's silent, but we just came out of the shelter 1 hour ago, and it was the third time this night, and it became a kind of a routine, I'm afraid.
So more routine than fear?
No, it's a mixture of routine and fear, but you know, it's now 1 week that we are living this kind of life, and it is starting to normalize itself, even though nothing is normal here. And obviously, I have to stress it, and nothing is compared to what the people of Gaza are going through those days. I keep on thinking about them because we at least have shelters.
Look, we know the reason that Benjamin Netanyahu gives for unleashing missiles on Iran. He says it's been accelerating towards building a nuclear weapon. But what calculation might he have made now that the United States is going to row in with these bunker-bursting bombs and with air strength?
That's the only possible game changer, because without those bombing, there is no achievement in this war. It will be another war without any achievements. The only way, if at all, to eliminate their capability, their nuclear capability, is by bombing for do, and Israel cannot do it. And therefore, Netanyahu is doing anything possible to pull Donald Trump into this war, and it seems that he's going to succeed.
You've been writing in one of your pieces earlier this week in Haaretz. You talked about, I suppose, the Israeli mindset, really. You've said Israelis like wars, especially when they begin, and there's a wonder at Israel's amazing military and intelligence capabilities. But then you go on to say there's yet to be a war that did not end in tears. Do you anticipate that that's where we're headed here?
I'm afraid so. I'm really afraid so, because first of all, we have to know that there is a fair chance that it will be a fiasco. For example, if the Americans don't get in, for example, if the Americans get in and it turns into a much bigger war, which really cannot be predicted, how will it end? Yeah. And secondly, it's always the question, is it the only alternative around? Wasn't really a diplomatic alternative still on the table? Those questions bother me a lot, because finally war should be the last of all options. And in the last years, and maybe from day A, from first day of the establishment of Israel, for Israel it's always the first option.
And for Benjamin Netanyahu, if it is the first option, is it also a deflection? And in this case, a deflection from what has been happening in Gaza, and perhaps a failure to deliver on his promises in relation to why he was in Gaza in the first place, bringing hostages home and eliminating the Hamas threat?
So first of all, I must say for his credit that for many years of his first terms, he was very, very careful in getting into a war. And he was in many ways the prime minister who went to less wars than all his the prime minister before him. He changed, obviously, no doubt that he changed. I give him the credit that he really believes in this war, because this was the project of his life. You know, the Iranian nuclear option was always his goal, the way he sees himself historically, this is his duty to prevent Iran from a nuclear weapon, weapons. By saying this, he doesn't say that there are not other considerations. Obviously, his political position, his personal position, his trial, his ambition to get into history by eliminating the memory of the 7th of October, which is horrible, many, many other considerations. But in this case, unlikely the war in Gaza, I truly believe that he believes in this war, which doesn't commit me to share it with him, but yeah.
But why now step up the conflict with Iran? Why, at a time when the International Atomic Energy Agency, US intelligence and others are contradicting Netanyahu in terms of Iran's proximity to a nuclear bomb?
Mary, I share all your doubts. There is no smoking gun here. Nobody gave us a real proof. But they spread the information that they were running toward their atomic bomb. Our agencies say so. I have no way to judge it. If they are right, it becomes more legitimate. If they are wrong, it is totally not legitimate. But both of us, Mary, don't know what was the truth there, unfortunately. I really don't know in which stage the Iranians are. Mm.
Well, Gideon Levy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Gideon Levy there from Haaretz newspaper. 25 minutes past seven.